Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. This evening, we talk about how we as women strive to be the best that we can be, but very often we find that we lack the confidence to build, radiate, and finally come into our own personal being. We also find that we don't make the time for ourselves to come into our own personal, authentic being. And my guest this evening is Peg Gerns, who is a master's in social work. She is a board-certified diplomat in social work. And she is a psychotherapist who works with all ages and specializes in women's issues. She'll be offering a morning workshop on Saturday, April 6th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on this very topic of becoming the authentic woman you were meant to be. It's my pleasure to welcome Peg Gerns to WDIY.
Thank you so much, and good evening, Ellie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you have you're offering a workshop.
I am. It's becoming the woman you want to be and finding your authentic self.
And what do you mean by your authentic self?
Well, I have found in my practice with the women that I work with that they're very busy. All of us are very busy with doing things where we have obligations and commitments, taking care of children, running errands, work. And it's very difficult for women to know who they are and find their own gifts and celebrate their gifts and do what they really want to do. So that's what I'm after.
And who does this apply to? Does it apply to, it sounds like you're talking about young women who are in the process of raising a family. Maybe they have given up a career so they can stay home, or but they're young women who are caught in the everyday situation of raising children, responsibilities, caring for home. Is that the population you're addressing?
Actually, it's not. That's one of the populations I'm addressing. But I have found in my practice that women of all ages are caught up in what they have to do, their shoulds. And these are things that they want to do as well. As I said, raising children, but also women of all ages have obligations, have commitments, whether it's to work, whether it's to older parents, whether they're older parents taking care of an adult child. And so it's for women from beginning at the age of 21 on up to 100 or 105.
From your mouth to God's ears. That's all I can say. What do you mean by finding your authentic self?
Yeah, that's I just love that that idea, that concept of finding your authentic self, really going inwards more, taking the time to self-nurture, to get to know yourself, to say, I've always wanted to do something, whatever that something might be. But women so often put that one thing aside so that they can meet the expectations of others. Those are what Sarah von Breathnach calls the outer promises, the obligations in her books. And I'm talking about those inner promises.
Can you give us an example of what you're talking about? Because I hear it on many different age categories. Mm-hmm. For example, or developmental categories. There's the early stages when we are seeking a husband, having a family, and maybe having to give up a career or something that we really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then there's there are the other ages, stages that we go through, the empty nest when we're no longer parents, and or parenting our elders. What are you talking about?
Well,
what are you referring to?
I'll tell my story. I'm going to use myself as an example with that, Ellie. I graduated from college and as a history major. I went into Manhattan determined to break into theater and make my way onto the stage. I was so excited about that and just found that pretty daunting. I met my husband. I'd actually known my husband, and we decided to get married, fell in love, had children and family. But in the process, I didn't want to let go of that creative, theatrical side of me. So I thought, how am I going to do this? I had a wonderful opportunity of transforming that from Manhattan and something completely overwhelming into going into community theater in a small community. And that was great, and it worked. And I was able to balance things. And then that's a passion that has never left me. So now my children are grown. I have my career. But I'm doing other creative things as well. I take voice lessons. So this is something that women of all ages, all developmental stages can do, can work to find your authentic self at any point.
Well, what do you think happens to us as women that we put aside our dreams, and what can we do to lay hold of them again?
Well, those are the outer promises that I was talking about. They're unconscious and automatic sometimes. We get wrapped up in shoulds and have-tos. We make these promises to our friends, our family, our colleagues.
Can you give us an example of the promises that we make?
Sure. I mentioned before taking children to soccer practice. I'm thinking even if a woman is working on her master's degree at school, she's very busy, you know, with the educational expectations and meeting those and thinking about how is this going to fit in my career plan. I'm thinking about somebody, a woman who then is in a career. I have been a therapist for a number of years, but I took a hiatus from being a therapist for a while, trying to figure out where I wanted to be exactly. And I was in real estate for about 8 years. That was wonderful. I loved meeting people. I learned a lot. I have some really special friends that I met through all of that. But there was just something not quite right, and I couldn't put my finger on it. It just wasn't the right fit for me. There were a lot of things that I learned in it, but I couldn't stay true to my authentic self. So I left that and went back into being a therapist again.
And do you find that is your authentic self?
I do. I love that. I really am very passionate about meeting women, particularly where they are, all of my clients, but with women and helping them in this just wonderful process of discovery. I did one of these workshops a while ago last spring, and in that process, there were two women there who had known each other as friends. They found out more about one another by supporting each other in the workshop, found some common interest, discovered that they loved to hike, and they didn't know that about each other, and they planned an excursion hiking.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking about how women can find their authentic selves. And my guest this evening is Peg Gerns, who has a master's in social work. She's a board-certified diplomat in clinical social work. And she is offering this very intriguing workshop on helping women find their authentic selves on Saturday, April 6th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., on this very topic of becoming the woman you were meant to be. And is there a charge for the workshop?
There is. If I could just also add that it's at Trinity Episcopal Church at 234 Spring Garden Street in Easton. And participants can contact me at 610-657-3657. The charge for the workshop for the 2 hours is $45, and that includes all the supplies and coffee and tea.
Oh.
So, and we'll have a wonderful time. So,
very good. So this is a very intriguing topic. Did you find that in order for a woman, particularly in a relationship, a marriage relationship, is it important to have a cooperative spouse?
It is. It is so important. And I've been very fortunate in that I have a wonderfully cooperative spouse who just encourages me at everything I want to explore. I have found some women who struggled with that, whose spouses were not sure how to be supportive or not sure that they necessarily wanted to be supportive. even small changes are scary. And I know that when women want to make even a small change, something as simple as creating a space for themselves in their home where they can read or they can meditate or they can journal and just say, this is my space, please don't intrude, that can sort of upset the balance that they've had, even if it hasn't been healthy.
So it means that each person, each woman has to have a conversation with her spouse and to establish that this is a need of hers and make it clear in a very common way fashion, not demanding, but mm-hmm. respectful, and have this conversation so that you can establish your own needs and have your spouse be supportive.
Absolutely. Ellie, you said respectful, and that's really one of the keys, so that each partner really has to have that conversation in a respectful, caring manner. That's crucial.
Yes, and I think that women will be surprised to find that their spouses will be cooperative. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you plan to offer in terms of helping women find their way at the workshop?
Well, at the workshop, that is so much fun. We have a wonderful time. The women support each other. I, of course, lead and guide them through this process of discovery. And some of the questions that we start with have to do with, what is the first creative moment you remember? And what was that experience? And so the women share that, and they struggle a little bit at first to find, what do you mean by creative moment? And because we think, oh, it has to be, if this was my first painting, it's nothing that big. It doesn't have to be that scary. The women talk to each other about their creative moments. We do some art, some crafts ourselves. We ask, what's the best idea you ever had? There are collages that are made that represent their journey of self-discovery. And then they take that with them. So they have something very tangible to take with them to help them remember what they've learned.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting program. And we're going to talk more about how to find your authentic self when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Cedar Crest College School of Adult and Graduate Education, where you can find your muse at home and abroad with a Cedar Crest Pan-European MFA in Creative Writing. This low residency program features faculty and summer residencies in cities such as Dublin, Barcelona, and Vienna. More information at sage.cedarcrest.edu.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking about how we as women strive to be the best we can be, but often find that we lack the confidence to build, radiate, and finally come into our own personal well-being, our authentic selves. And my guest this evening is Peg Gerns, who is a Master of Social Work, board-certified diplomat in social work, and she is running a very intriguing workshop this Saturday, April 6th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Trinity Episcopal Church in Easton on having a woman discover her authentic self. Peg, we were just talking in the first part of the show about how women can often deprecate themselves. Is this particularly for women? Do men do this, or is this particularly for women?
Oh, I think it's true for both genders, but it's different for women. I think we do it to ourselves much more often. I think we're much harder on ourselves. I think we're very, very self-critical. One story that I have, talking about how women tell themselves that they can't do things, that it's not for them, they can't do it, they're not worthy, they're no good, they're stupid, things like that. It happens a lot.
When you talk about that, it reminds me of when I went back to graduate school and I entered the School of Social Work. And I remember that my husband was very encouraging, but I was reading a book for one of my assignments, and I was down in the study, and suddenly I'm reading and reading, and I don't understand one word. I feel so stupid. I feel so I don't belong in graduate school. And I begin to sob and cry my heart out. And my husband came down. He said, honey, what's the matter? I said, I'm stupid. I don't belong in graduate school. I don't understand one word that I'm reading. It doesn't make any sense. And he said to me, let me see the book. So I showed him the book and he said, honey, you're not stupid. The man who wrote this book is the idiot. I said, how can you say that? He's an outstanding scholar. He's known throughout the world. He said, I don't care who he is. He is an idiot. He did not write to educate and inform you. He wrote to tell you how smart he is. And that was not communicating anything that you could really, you know, decipher. So it was not, it's not your responsibility. He's the idiot. You have the intelligence. He just wrote to intimidate you, and you've been intimidated.
And your husband was so right in that moment. That wasn't about you at all. You were not being stupid. It was just about what that book was about, what that author was about. But that's what happens. We have those experiences, and if we don't have somebody to correct us in that moment and say, that's not about you, then those critical thoughts start and they snowball. And we say, I can't do this. I don't belong in graduate school. And very often, if we don't stop those thoughts or somebody else doesn't stop those and reassure us, we go into other areas and say, I can't do this either. And it just continues and continues. So it's also really important that women support each other as well as having supportive spouses and significant others. That's part of what the workshop does, is that the women support each other. And at a couple of the workshops, the women have continued to stay in touch with each other to provide that. You're telling that story, Ellie, reminds me of my own mother, who was a wonderful teacher for a lot of years, very gifted, and at a point in her career left teaching and decided to go into insurance sales. We have a lot of people in her family who are insurance and do very well. So she thought, well, it's in the family. Surely I can do this too. She started. We spent many a night with me tutoring her and helping her, and we would answer questions back and forth to each other. There were a lot of tears. I can't do this. I don't understand this insurance. I'm no good at math. I can't. I must be stupid. This was a very gifted woman saying this, who had been gifted for years as a teacher. Insurance was not her thing. It was not how her brain worked particularly, and she didn't like it. So through that process, she found, I don't need to do this. It's okay for me to say, I don't need to do this.
Did she go back to teaching?
She did. She did. She actually went back to tutoring. She had left the school system at that point because she was older. This workshop is for older women as well. And she went back to tutoring as a reading specialist and loved it.
So what you're saying is that each of us as women, have the opportunity to explore our passions, our inner dreams, and to find out whether they work. And if they don't work, the most important thing that I'm getting from our conversation, Peg Gerns, is that it's important that we not deprecate ourselves to the point of inaction.
Absolutely. It's important to not deprecate ourselves to that point of inaction. And it's also to know that it's okay to make a mistake. If that's not the right thing, then celebrate that you tried. You took the risk. You just went out there and took that leap. And it's okay to find out that maybe that wasn't the right thing. But in the process of doing that, it gets easier to take those risks to find the right thing.
So this is a very important workshop for women who are in the process of thinking that perhaps there are things that in life that they wanted to explore, have not had the opportunity to explore, and maybe have pushed it away, mm-hmm. saying, oh, it's not for me, it's a pipe dream. And what you're saying is nothing is a pipe dream.
Nothing is a pipe dream. I know of another woman that I've worked with who wanted to bake, and she baked for her family on a smaller scale, and she really enjoyed doing that. She wanted to try more elaborate, elegant desserts, more baking. She decided she was going to take culinary arts classes, learned how to bake some very elegant desserts, to decorate cakes with elaborate icing and tear cakes, and loves it, and is very good at it.
And what does she do with it now?
She has a home business, actually. So that worked for her.
Well, so each of us, what you're saying, this is an opportunity, this workshop. And give us the name of the workshop again.
It's Becoming the Woman You Want to Be, Finding Your Authentic Self.
So becoming the woman you want to be, finding your authentic self, and that can be anything. And it doesn't depend upon what anybody else wanted you to be, what mother wanted you to be, what dad wanted you to be. It's finding out who you want to be.
Absolutely.
And giving it a try. And if it doesn't work, at least you've tried.
Absolutely. And sometimes there's a lot of fun in the trying, too. Just exploring and finding what's out there. There's so many things that are so many opportunities, and women often find that they have a lot of gifts and they want to try more than one thing. It's okay to start small with one thing. You know, Ellie, I went to a workshop years ago with Virginia Satir, and I remember her saying to one of the audience participants, "Tell me who you are." And this woman said, "Well, I'm a mother." And Virginia said, "Okay, that's wonderful, and we'll talk about that. Take that hat off." And then she said, "Well, I'm a wife." And Virginia said, "Take that hat off." She kept going as the woman said, "I do this and I do this." And Virginia Satir kept having her take the hats off until the woman stood there and said, "I don't know what else to tell you." And Virginia said, "Now we start."
Ah, that is a wonderful story. And, you know, it brings to mind another area that we don't really talk about very much. And that is often we get married and we want to have children. Mm-hmm. And then we find that either we're busy with our careers, we get older and we put it off, and we find it's difficult. And then the main target in our life becomes trying to have children. And when we do, we become so involved in the process of having children and maybe having the joy of having children that we forget who we are and we forget who our partner is. Have you experienced that, and does that come up in some of your workshops?
It does, absolutely. And having children is wonderful and so important and special and something to celebrate. But it's also important for women to remember in the process of having and raising the children not to lose their sense of themselves. That is one of, I think, the most important teachings that we can pass on to our children, is to do this, have a family, have children, but don't lose who you are. Our children need to know who we are. They need to know what our gifts are.
But we also need to claim them ourselves. And very often we put aside everything because we have children. Mm-hmm. And we can't do these things. We have children. And we forget even to look at our partner as our partner. We see them as the parent of our, a co-parent of our children. So we lose our sense of self and we lose our sense of each other in the process of doing the thing that we wanted so much in life, which was to have children.
We do. We do have that sense of losing ourselves, and having that that promise to take care of others, to take care of our spouse, to take care of our children. And we do lose ourselves in that process. And it's very important to find that balance and be able to not neglect either, to celebrate both, and just to champion that and be encouraged. It's really crucial to have support to do that.
And by attending this workshop, people may find other people in the same with the same quandary, and they will find support from one another. What about a person who doesn't like to talk? Sometimes you might think about, well, I might be interested in going, but I don't like to share so much of myself.
And that's totally okay. There are people who are, there are extroverts and there are introverts. And it's important for people to be comfortable with themselves in their own skin and just feel relaxed and come to the workshop. If someone wants to come and they're not sure about it, I just encourage them to come anyway. I had a participant at one of my workshops who sat and listened the entire time, only shared her name, and that was all she was comfortable with doing. She was really at an early point of exploration. And that's totally fine.
Well, I want to thank you, Peg Gern, Certified Master in Clinical Social Work, work and board-certified diplomat in clinical social work for providing us with some stimulating ideas about how to develop confidence in ourselves and how to radiate it and come into our own creative being. To learn more about how to be the best woman you can be, the workshop will be offered on Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 234 Spring Garden, and call Peg Gerns at 610-657-3657 to register. Thank you so much, Peg Gerns, for making us aware that we as women who play so many roles often forget who we are in our own authentic being. Thank you for helping us to become aware that we are entitled to that and that there are ways of becoming authentic and finding the remaining hat that is ourselves. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.